Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, Reiki Master Teacher, Medium, author of the newest book in a trilogy, A New Life Awaits, Spiritual Insights to Support Global Awakening, which shares stories and messages from spirit that show us our greatest challenges are not economic, political, or societal, but often simply a disconnect from our inner soul awareness. Today we are delighted to welcome Tamika S. Thomas, author of The Sensitive Stone, showing us that many people who are seen as too sensitive have an amazing ability to constantly overextend themselves to help others through their trials and tribulations. They work too hard and exhaust themselves, sometimes succumbing to emotional stress, anxiety, or anger issues. But once they master their own will to be balanced and strong, the good they do in the world is admirable. Hi, Tamika, and thank you for joining us on Healing From Within to discuss your own growing awareness of energy and how to apply universal laws to enhance and improve human life.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Tamika, as listeners of Healing From Within well know over the 10 years that I've been doing this show, my amazing, insightful, and knowledgeable authors share intimate and intuitive stories that help us unravel many of the mysteries of the duality of life, both spiritual and energetic and physical. We seek to answer age-old questions. Who are we? Where did life come from, and what happens at the end of our physical life? In today's episode of Healing From Within, Tamika S. Thomas will share the nature of sensitivity as both the gift and challenge it can be for those who love deeply and are their own unique group of helpers or spiritual messages. And Tamika, I am one of them, like you. So I'm an empath. I feel that great. And medically, and I pick up on people's emotions and energy and help them realize who they are and how they can enhance their life without so much trauma and stress. So the first question I always ask my guests, because I love this question, because I get the greatest answers, is think back to your childhood and remember a person, a place, or event that may have influenced your life direction, your interest, as you grew into your adult version of yourself. So think back.
Let's see. I mean, I can think that I've always been this type of person where I was always helping people, pretty much had a superhero cape, but I guess I didn't necessarily know that it was like a dangerous level of it. So it wasn't until I pretty much, like, I guess I got older. I'm literally 46 years old, and it wasn't for about 2 years ago that I realized that, something is wrong with my compassion level. It's dangerous.
It was too high, right?
Yes.
You had to find the balance for it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's how it is. You also talk about being a preemie, a breech birth, and you say a little doctor had to rush in to unwrap the umbilical cord. What do you mean by a little doctor? I was fascinated by that.
My mom was telling me this story, and she said that the doctor, I think he was like, I know he was like away. He was on leave or something like that. It just out for a day, and I was just coming when I wasn't supposed to get here. I was always just ready to come, ready to happen, you know what I mean? And he had to call his doctor, and he was this little tiny doctor, and he had to rush in and turn me, you know, turn me around, and here I am.
Well, my daughter had twins, and she has four girls, but the twins were the last ones, and I sent Reiki energy healing and meditated every night that she would have a natural birth. And people, because she had had two natural births, and people said to me, well, that may not happen with twins. And I said, well, it might and could, and I hope it does. And sure enough, the first one came out naturally. Second one was in trouble like you, right? And the doctor was good enough to turn my granddaughter and deliver her naturally. And for that, I will always be very grateful, because I would have been disappointed in spirit had she had to
Yeah,
have a
yeah.
cesarean for the second one. It was the same
Oh.
exactly scenario that you had. And she's a very, very spiritual girl, very
Yeah.
lovely, very talented, gifted child. But her entry into the world was a little challenging.
I
Like,
think maybe that's the relation of it, the relationship of it. I think that the spirit knows who belongs to be this spiritual person. You
right.
know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Wow.
We're born with a
That's awesome.
destiny, a life plan,
Yeah. Yeah.
and we are messengers of this truth, of this
Yeah.
eternal life force of
Yeah.
creation and energy, and that's our job.
Yeah.
So,
I agree with that.
you know that the traumas of early life, even as early as that, often leave an
Yeah.
imprint on our bodies and minds,
Yeah.
and until we realize they are but a memory of the time and space, and they don't hold power over us now in this moment. Can we be
No.
free to create new realities for ourselves? And
Yeah.
gifted people like us have to learn that because, while I was in the gifted class, I did have a bit of dyslexia. I nobody knew about it. I barely knew about it till I was older and started to see I reverse numbers very often. And
Oh.
no, let our listeners know, no one is perfect. We're not meant to be perfect.
No,
In our
no.
imperfection comes our perfection to know who we are, eternal souls, always learning and
Yeah.
always loving. But let's go on to
Constantly.
how does one know they are sensitive? And what are some of the characteristics of a sensitive? And is a sensitive always an empath?
No, I don't think a sensitive person is always an empath.
That's
Like,
true.
yeah, I don't think a sensitive person is an empath, but I would definitely describe a sensitive person because a lot of people don't really get when I say sensitive. They immediately say, "Oh, I'm not too sensitive," because people don't really like that. You know, they don't like the idea of being too sensitive. But then when I tell them, I often describe it as a dangerously compassionate person. So that's usually people that don't really know how to say no. They feel guilt. They feel very guilty. And when I mean guilty, I mean guilty. It's not to the level where it's like, "Oh, I just feel a little bad." It's very bad to the point where they'll change
Well,
their minds about something.
yeah, I have your chart here that says the telltale signs, and
Yeah.
I'm an empath. I don't have many of the signs of this sensitive type that you're talking about, but I am a sensitive because I feel very deeply and I'm very compassionate, and I help to the level of never stopping. All right. So
Yeah.
you say here
Yeah.
you can be guilted into doing something you are against. No, I could never be.
Yes.
I could never be
You
guilted. You can be guilted out of something you are passionate about. No, I could not. Negative opinions affect you. Negative opinions about you affect you. Not too much. I really don't care because I
Right, and
stand on my
I
own
was
two
like that.
feet. But this one, yes, you constantly offer to help when it is not asked of you. Yes, that
And it can hurt you.
I am moved to do. And this one, I also say yes to. I overextend and exhaust myself for others. I will jump in for a stranger the same way I would for one of my immediate family. I can't do it any other way because we're all souls and we're all
Yeah.
connected by our energy. And anyone you meet in
Yeah.
your life, even a person you meet just to pick up a piece of paper and hand it to
Yeah.
them on the floor, is someone that's supposed to be there for you to look in their eyes and connect to. So let's go on to you write this, Tamika. In the eyes of the many people who are too emotional, and are coin too sensitive, they do not have a backbone and need to have a thick skin. While it is true we are too sensitive, it is also true that we have this amazing ability to constantly overextend and help others, and we love too hard, lose ourselves, succumbing to emotional and mental instability, such as having meltdowns, anger, and anger issues.
Yeah.
Anxiety, yes, an empath. As an empath, I'm picking up a lot
Yeah.
of people's anxiety and meltdowns and
Yeah.
anger issues, but they're not mine.
Yeah.
They're not
See, and I think I didn't
mine.
understand that either. Yeah.
Okay,
Yeah.
now, what are some of the patterns that can lead to detrimental habits?
So again, not being able to say no. It's something, it can be something super simple as not being able to say no. I think to me, that's pretty much the number one thing. It's like, okay, can even if you can do something, you'll kind of say yeah, you'll kind of say yes, right? Even if you can do something, it's okay to say yes, right? But if you're saying yes all the time, you're not going to be able to say no when you need to say no. So
Well,
that's why I would say that's detrimental. And it's okay to have compassion. It's a beautiful thing. But people like empaths,
yes,
like myself, I am an
I did have to learn to say
Yeah.
no. But one
Yes, even
time,
when you could, right?
I didn't say yes all the time. I just walked away and said maybe I'll think about it. I did excuse
Yeah.
myself a lot of times when I couldn't handle
Yeah.
it. But one time, a medium told me that my mother in spirit said I was saying no too much and I was missing opportunities. So then I was aware of that and I started to say yes more. Okay, because sometimes I was running away from things that I thought would be too overwhelming for me or
But
take
that's
me away
healthy.
from other, but that's healthy. So,
That's very healthy.
but you have to find the balance so that
Balance,
you're
and that's what I speak about, balance. It's all about balance. It's not being a compassionate person, because I think a
No.
lot of times the people don't really understand what I'm saying when I say you have to learn how to say no and take off your superhero cape. They don't think that what I'm saying is no. You just have to have a healthy level of selflessness as well as selfishness. You have to think about yourself sometimes, otherwise you spend the rest of your life trying
That
to find yourself.
was exactly the crux. You have to
Yes,
think about selflessness
you have to.
and selfishness. You have to have a
You
mixture.
have to.
We are
Yeah.
dual-natured entities. We are
Yeah.
spirit and we are physical. And we
Yeah.
need this duality. And thank you
Yeah.
for saying that. I think it's 700 shows. You're the first person who said it that way. And that is what I
Thank you.
have been looking for and finding now
Yeah.
in my later
Yeah.
years that mixture, which is truly fantastic.
Yeah.
Now you say there are six types of sensitive. So I was reading the sensitive traits, like the worrying one, you worry about everything all
Yeah.
the time. That used to be me. But once I learned
Yeah.
I was a soul having a physical life, I had this magnificent ability to connect to spirit and do readings and help people know their own talents and to go on and change their lives. That fear stopped because I was never alone. We are
Yeah,
never
yeah.
alone. And
Never alone.
once I knew that, once I knew who I was and who we all are, everything changed. So that
Yeah.
worrying one, I'm not. The introverted superhero who will dash
That's
out of
me.
my comfort zone to help others. That's funny because, yeah, I will dash out of my comfort zone if
Yeah.
someone else needs help. And sometimes, even if it's someone who might not even deserve my help
Yes, 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 yes.
because I try to look past that and know we all have something good within us. But tell us about the six types, anything you want, briefly.
About the introverted type?
About any of the other types.
So I would say I probably fit into the category of a lot of them, but the introverted one for me, because I am an introvert and I'm also an empath, which is like you, it's very, very, it's increasingly harder for me to like just deal with life and
Yes.
everybody. But if I know that someone needs help, I will like crawl out of the hole that I'm in, out of the darkness that I am, and try to help somebody else find light. And once I find help them find that light, I end up crawling back into my own hole because I never took the time to sort of cultivate my own life, my own light, my own happiness. So being an introverted, dangerously compassionate person or sensitive person is probably one of the hardest ones.
Yeah. See,
One of the hardest ones.
I'm not introverted. I love to be with people, but it does tire me at times, and I do
Yeah.
have to find downtime, and I
Yeah.
have to moderate what I do, where I go. Certain places give off more energy. Like if I go to a stadium, all right,
Yeah.
there's hundreds or
Too much
thousands of
energy.
people. It may be too much energy for me, and I
Yeah,
use
yeah.
protection. I've learned many techniques and skills to help myself deal with it. But still, I don't choose to put myself in certain situations,
Yeah.
especially since COVID, since we've learned to social distance a little bit. I think it's
Yes.
okay not to be in everyone's face all the time.
Space and stuff. Yes.
Yes, and to protect ourselves physically, but not to the level where there's fear with it. I have
Yes,
no
yes.
fear about this illness. I did not have fear when I had it in 2020, and I said,
Right.
and I was homesick, and I'm talking to spirit, and I'm saying, well, why do I have to have this? I'm a healer. I have to help people. And then a little while later, I did a radio show with another woman who was a healer, and she told me she was not able to send distant healing to people who had COVID because she couldn't break through the energy of it. But after she had COVID, she was able to, it had been in her body and her cellular structure, and she was able to send healing, and so was I. So that's why I guess I had it.
Well, I would say with that, and just vibing off of what you're saying, it could possibly be in the spiritual realm you had it so that you can be able to relate to people who does have it. So you have to like feel
I
it.
guess
You
so.
understand? Yeah,
But
you have to go through it.
because I was doing my Reiki healing on myself and it breathing exercises, even when coughing and breathing got a little hard, I said, I'm not going to the hospital. They don't know what they're doing. I'm not
Oh, the
going.
same way.
And
I
spirit
didn't
said to me, no,
cry.
you stay home. You just stay.
Stay your behind
And
home.
my doctor said stay home. So, but I'm laughing at it now. But it's sad that it was a very unnecessary happening for the world. But then again, if it happened, it was necessary. Maybe for the spiritual awakening of
I believe
so,
that.
yes. So now this
It's a
is
reset.
a reset of our spiritual awareness and higher consciousness, not of the physical world, which is going on and is out of sync now with all economic changes and war and health issues and political craziness, you know.
Oh, forget
But
about it.
yeah, but I think we're going to come out of it eventually okay, better than before.
I think we will,
I hope
especially now
so.
with everybody, you know?
Yeah, I hope so, because
And challenging.
I've lived a long life already, and I never saw anything like some of the things that are happening now. I just pray.
No.
I send energy, compassion, and sometimes I cry. It's good to
It's a
cry and
lot
get
for
it out of
sure.
you. So,
Definitely.
and in your book, you say that crying's okay because you're detoxing your body, and it has to come out. The energy has to come out. Now, how does a sensitive find their inner rock?
Again, and I know you might hear me just constantly reiterate and no, right? I think also stop giving a fudge. I don't curse, so if I say fudge, I'm just meaning stop giving a fudge about people. That is the only way you're going to find your inner rock. Stop caring what everybody is saying. Stop caring about what everyone is doing. Pay attention to you, your world on the inside. Pay attention to your world on the inside. Stop worrying about the world on the outside, because you're not going to heal that way.
And also, you say we have to learn to control or self-master our emotions. That's what this life is. It's self-investigating who we are and growing more compassion for ourselves as well as others, and then mastering our emotion. And how do we learn to do that? We learn to do that through words, okay? We learn to listen to words that trigger us or people who learn who to, you know, I used to always say to people, and you say it in your book too, sticks and stones may break our bones, but words can never hurt us. Well, words can hurt us if we
If
allow
you let
that
them,
to help us,
if you let them,
like in the song. But if we let it go, if we do not allow it to penetrate into our soul energy, if we say, you know, those people, they know not what they do. That comes from the Bible, actually. They don't know that their mood and their behavior is affecting other people. But it's not necessarily about us. They're doing it to
No, it's not.
everyone. It's just their own growth
It's
process.
their energy. It's their thoughts about themselves. It's their thoughts about the
Yes.
world. You just happen to be in a crossroads. You know what I
Yes.
mean? So
Yes.
it's not just you. So that's something I'm learning myself not to do, because words played a major part in my downfall. It played a major part.
Words are very hard to get a handle on. It's like I tell my clients, Negative thoughts are coming into us 50% of the day. So when a
Yes.
negative thought comes in, you know what I do? I say, delete. Or I say,
Yes, yes.
I'm not entertaining that horrible thought. And then I
Yes.
do a deep breath. I do some deep breathing. And I
Yes.
wait for something more appropriate. I will not connect to energy or thinking or words or people
Yeah.
that
Yeah.
are not on my path. Now, you know, we all know, unfortunately, we are able to find some like-minded people who support
Yes.
us, who nurture us, who love us. But not all the people we deal with will be nurturing. But we have to be
No.
kind and compassionate to them also, because there's good in them too. You know,
Yeah.
I've
They
worked
just got
with,
lost,
yeah, I've
you
worked
know?
with people who have been hard to deal with, but over time they've improved. You know why? Because my
Yes.
attitude toward them improved. I
Yes.
started to see the good things in them, and then they showed more of that to me. So
Yes.
that's what we want our listeners to know. We have
Yes.
to listen and understand, and when
Yes.
we're asked to help, help. Not always help. Sometimes people don't want help. They just want us to
Yes.
listen, right?
Yeah.
All
Yeah.
right.
And another thing I would say about people is that, you know, just being human, you know, human beings do human things, right?
Yes.
Broken people can't always help broken people. This is also why I say, you know, fix your inner world. You can't help anybody if your inner world is rocked.
Right.
You know, you
The
can't
inner
help
world
anyone.
is the whole world. The inner world
Yeah.
is the real world. When we die
Yeah.
and our energy and our soul body reach out, that is the real world. This is
Yeah.
sometimes, I think, like a dream or like a virtual reality or like a school, a place to visit, a place to grow. It's a
Yeah.
beautiful place, and we're here to enjoy the physical aspects of life. But
Yeah.
sometimes, you know, I
Not so
think
much.
we forget our inner life. And for me, being in meditation or walking by the ocean or finding calming tools like breath, breathing, or even seeking professional help or just taking a walk or a cup of hot tea. These are
Yes.
very important things we need to do. And you talk about all
Yes.
this, how
Yes, I
sensitive
do.
people learn to find ways to take back their power, control their emotions, and ultimately become healthy, happy, and the beautiful souls that we are from birth.
Yes.
Our inner
Yes.
soul is just magnificent. The light that
It
is
really
given off from within is meant to go into the world. So
Yes.
how can a sensitive toughen up while still maintaining compassion?
I would say assess your mess. I tell people, and when I say your mess, meaning your M-E-S-S, I'm meaning your M-E-S, not your M-E-S-S, your mental, your emotional, and your spiritual space, right? Start
M-E-S.
S-S. So more likely the acronym.
That's great, but I'm going to say it reminds me of mess. M-E-S-S is mess. So we
Yes,
don't want to be a
exactly.
mess. We want to be
So
an
don't be a mess.
M-E-S. Mind,
Yes.
emotion, spirit. Right?
Yes. So
Excellent.
Assess your mess. Whenever you are, a lot of times we don't know why we're feeling a certain kind of way. Like sometimes there's times when I would just wake up in a mood and I don't even know why. So I would literally have to just lay in my bed and say, okay, Tamika, you know, assess yourself. Assess what's going on. What are you feeling? Why do you not want to get out of bed?
And
Why are you
that's
in
the
a mood?
word. That is the most important word.
Yeah.
Allow, accept, and surrender to anything that happens to you. Don't judge
Yes.
it as good or bad. It's just an experience, and it's not
Yes.
going to do you in unless you allow yourself. So I want to thank you, Tamika S. Thomas, author of The Sensitive Stone, for sharing the many attributes and skills of a sensitive person and ways for us all to enhance our compassionate, giving nature as we develop the strength within to share many spiritual gifts and grow more healthy, joyful, and strong in our inner being. To read more about the many gifts of a sensitive and the good they do in the world, go to Anna, ANA, 1 joy at yahoo.com. or purchase the book on Amazon.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, Tamika has shared the story of most of us, who in one way or another is a sensitive being. For a soul in a physical body deals with the outside world and the emotions and belief systems of other human beings who interact with them. And since we all see the world according to our own perceptions, we often develop sensitivities and don't allow ourselves the luxury of accepting we are not perfect, nor is anyone else perfect. But a physical life does offer us the chance to develop self-love and a sense of worthiness for the person we are and the person we aspire to become over time and with awareness. Tamika writes about love. If we are talking about us receiving love from someone else, let's first establish that love is not about who someone is to you, but how someone is to you. In other words, this is beautiful. In other words, love is when someone does or says something that feels good to your heart, soul, spirit, and mind. Love is when your heart trusts a presence because of the goodness of this presence brings. There are many faces of love. Love is a force, but it cannot be forced from or upon you. So let's remember what love is not also. Love is not acts of violence against you, abuse in any form from anyone else or even from yourself, and someone constantly hurting your feelings. So to me, Tamika, you and I will want people to realize that life is simply an opportunity for learning and loving. And once we know who we are and what makes us shine our true uniqueness into the world, we will have conquered our sensitivities and be at peace with ourselves and the world. It takes patience and effort to learn to find self-worth, love, and joy in our soul essence. But once we begin the search, the journey to success becomes not only possible, but probable. I am Cheryl Glick, Reiki Master, Energy Teacher, Medium, author of the newest book in a trilogy, A New Life Awaits. And I invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to read about and listen to leaders in the metaphysical, scientific, spiritual, religious, medical, energy healers, psychologists, and those in the arts and music. Seek answers to age-old questions of human and divine interest. Shows may also be heard on webtalkradio.net and dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you.